I'd say the best part is really just carrying on that legacy, that tradition of our family farm. Not a lot of people are able to make the big decisions that ultimately lead to the success or failure of the farm at a young age.
This is the Ag Bioscience Podcast with Agrinovis Indiana. Welcome. I'm Gary Dick with Inside Indiana Business. And this week, excited to welcome to the podcast Clayton Michael Butler. Clayton is the Western Dealer Development Lead at LG Seeds. It's a part of AgReliant Genetics. And Clayton, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks so much. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about your background and how you got to where you are today at AgReliant, which is an amazing company. We'll talk about that in a moment. But you, your roots are certainly firmly planted on the family farm, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's kind of a long journey for such a short career so far. But yeah, really started developing my passion with the family farm. So pretty small farm there in central Indiana, and grew up in FFA, 4-H, similar to many of my colleagues. Went to actually join the Marine Corps. Came back and attended Purdue University. So I was studying ag business, where I had several opportunities with great mentors and great internships with several different companies to really help me find what I was truly passionate about besides just the farm and what I wanted to do to help impact agriculture. So ultimately, after graduation, I took a role with Syngenta as a developmental sales rep, which is their training program down in Georgia. So I had an internship down there, really fell in love with the area. So I was very excited to go back. I was in that program for about 4 months before I took on a full-time role with their seed brand, NK, which is their retail brand. And I was covering the Carolinas, Georgia, and Florida. So I was with Syngenta for about 2 years before one of my mentors from college reached out to me and asked me if I'd be willing to move back home and take over one of Channel Seed dealerships. So started working with Performance Ag Indiana out of Frankfurt. So I was with them for just about a year and a half as the general manager for, we did Channel Seed precision planting. We had a full line service department. We had several short line products. I learned so much there, had a blast. And then I was recruited into AgReliant with another mentor of mine from Purdue as the campus recruiting lead. So I joined the organization in September of 2019. And I was in that role for just about a year and 3 months before the company asked me if I'd be interested in taking on a new opportunity with one of our seed brands, which is LG.
Yeah. Quick question on your recruiting role there. How did you sense the, as you went out and recruited for the company, that especially maybe younger people, were they aware of the opportunities, be it at AgReliant or other ag bioscience companies in Indiana? Do you think there's an awareness of, you know, how many companies and how much significant ag bioscience activity there is here?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Gary. I'd say it really depends on where you go. So obviously, bigger companies recruit at schools all across the U.S. And I've really got to give my hat off to Purdue. They are one of the top schools. And I know that may sound biased, but they do a phenomenal job of getting their students prepared and getting them aware of all the different opportunities that present themselves in agriculture. And Ivy Tech as well. So they're great partners with us, do a fantastic job. But what I will say is there's really, there's just a couple roles that students normally think about when they think about, you know, ag bioscience. And typically it's sales, research, or working for a co-op or some type of retailer. But there's so many different opportunities. And so that was something I really loved doing, was talking about, you know, how somebody from, you know, a traditional marketing type role or somebody from computer sciences, you know, they are going to be what we need to move our companies forward.
Talk about AgReliant Genetics, global headquarters in Westfield, that's Hamilton County. I think one of the hidden gems in some respects, because it's a phenomenal company with a really broad reach. Give us a kind of a thumbnail description of AgReliant Genetics.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are a privately held company. We were formed back in 2000 by our two parent companies, KWS, which is a German seed company, and Lima Grain, which is a French seed company. So both of them were selling through brands here in the U.S. So and Canada as well. And then they decided to come together and really start pumping new germplasm into the North American market. So we focus very heavily on corn research. We also do soybeans, grain sorghum, and alfalfa. We have three brands: LG Seeds, which is our dealer model in the U.S. We have AgriGold, which is our direct to customer approach in the U.S. And then we have Pride Seeds, which covers all of Canada. And it's kind of a combination of both of those.
Yeah, some global reach. So talk about LG Seeds. You're the Western Dealer Development Lead at LG Seeds. What is that brand at AgriLion all about?
Yeah, so LG Seeds, really what we focus around is helping dealers grow and start a new business and to help them be successful. So we have dealers from, we have retailers all the way through folks that are just graduating college and coming on as a dealer with us. And so what we really focus on is delivering those high performance value added insights. So with our dealer network, it really allows us to partner with several people in the pipeline. So we have our agronomists, we have our sales reps, and then we have our dealers, and all of those people can really help support that farmer with as much value and insight and professional consulting that we can, and give them all those tools and resources to have a successful season every season.
At the end of, I guess it was the end of last year, AgriLion launched the Seed Academy. What's the Seed Academy all about? What are its goals?
Yeah, absolutely. This is something I'm very passionate about. So coming into the organization, the first thing that I did was start talking to our past interns and our university partners. And so one of the things that we really heard was, hey, you know, your internship program, they're great, but we need more. So at the time, we only offered a very small amount of internship programs, and there didn't really make sense how you progress through this. And so what we developed was what we call the Seed Academy, and it's three levels. So we have a level for freshmen and sophomores that are getting into the industry, introduced to what AgriLion Genetics is and our brand. So typically that leads from a sales internship with AgriGold and or LG Seeds. And then they move on to what we call the accelerate phase, which is really taking everything that they've learned and developed those first 2 years through all their coursework and all their other experiences and putting that into as real life experience as possible. So essentially for 13 weeks, they're a full-time employee for us. They're doing everything that a sales rep would do, one of our research associates would do, our production associates, whatever they would do in a normal day, they're doing that. So they're contributing to the organization on a very, very, very high level. And it's giving them those real life experiences to say, oh my gosh, I really love this. Or maybe it's, hey, you know, I thought I wanted to do sales. Maybe I want to do research. But it gives them the opportunity to really dig in and explore all the different opportunities within the organization.
In terms of opportunities or careers, what are some of the maybe the more unexpected career opportunities available to students who are graduating? And what areas do you see we need to be aware of to tackle that daunting challenge of really creating that premier talent pipeline?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So we have about 13 different opportunities for students through our internships and through our full-time training programs, what we call development associates. And those are traditionally the sales, marketing, research, production type roles. But there's so many other roles that are growing within the agriculture industry, and that's data science. Biostatistics is really what companies are utilizing to take all of this data that we're partnering with our farmers to get and make better decisions to help grow. So that's something that's really big. One thing that I found, production and seed. So when you're talking to a student about what production is, it's, you know, they typically think animal sciences, some type of animal production. But the cool thing about production is you're the ones that are growing the seed for the farmers to plant. So it's something that not a lot of students know about, but for those students that love agronomy, that love the hands-on experience in the field, that's the perfect type of role. But then of course we need our marketing, we need our finance roles. I mean, HR, there's just so many different roles outside of what you would define as agriculture. That really, you need everybody in order to have a successful organization.
Yeah, great perspective. Certainly technology is driving everything in agriculture, including the seed business. As you look at technology and advancements, innovation in the seed business, what anything in particular gets you excited or fired up?
There's a lot. It's amazing how quickly the seed technology is advancing. I mean, you look at all the different trait platforms that we've seen come in just the past 5 years, and you look at what's coming down the pipeline. We are advancing at such a high rate right now that who knows what we're going to accomplish in 10 years. But one of the things that I think is most fascinating is the way that we are defining success. So typically, you know, we would just define a success on, okay, how are we yielding? But now we're looking at what are all of our inputs? What's our return on our investment? How do we get more at a micro level to figure out exactly what we need to do for that acre to make it the most productive and most economical return that we can? And those types of platforms like climate, granular, all of those are to me very fascinating. And it's interesting. We look at and see Corteva just partnered with Drone Deploy, which is going to be huge for them. I think those types of partnerships are really what I'm excited for, because I think that's how we're going to advance together.
Very good. Final question for you, Clayton, advice you would give to young students, perhaps those who are still in college, kind of thinking about careers, thinking about where they might want to go, advice as they think about the ag bioscience sector.
Yeah, I tell you what, there's so many different things I would tell students, but the biggest one is network as much as possible. You may not know what you want to do today, but through your network, you can find out. And it's amazing the different opportunities that open up through different connections with random people, whether it be on a plane or through a mentorship program or going to some type of conference. Explore those different opportunities. Don't be afraid to ask them, hey, do you mind if I come ride along with you for a day to learn more about your role? The more experiences you can get as a college student is just going to prepare you for more success within your career.
That is some great advice from Clayton Michael Butler. He's the Western Dealer Development Lead at LG Seed. That's a brand under the AgReliant Genetics umbrella. Clayton, great perspective. I've really enjoyed the conversation today. Good luck, and hope to see you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right. And thank you for tuning in to season 4 of the Ag Bioscience Podcast. You can find more episodes with the latest on innovation, entrepreneurship, and talent in Indiana's ag bioscience space. Just visit the news page at agrinovusindiana.com. Thanks for listening this week. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick and produced by Kayla Chittister and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.